The meditation this morning starts off with a quotation. Miss no single opportunity of making some small sacrifice, here by a smiling look, there by a kindly word, always doing the smallest right and doing it all for love. That's from St. Thérèse of Lisieux. St. Thérèse of Lisieux never expected anyone to remember her. She was born in France in 1873 and joined a Carmelite convent when she was 15. She didn't travel far, lead any movements, or speak to crowds. Most of her days were spent in a small convent, doing everyday tasks with a handful of other women. She died of tuberculosis at 24. By most standards our culture uses to define success, her life seemed ordinary. And yet, more than a century later, millions of people still read her words. I've been thinking about Thérèse lately. The world feels overwhelming right now. Each day brings a new crisis, another outrage, another war, and more reminders of suffering we can't touch. It is easy to feel small in a moment like this. Many people I know feel exhausted. They care about what's happening in the world and want to help, to make a difference. But as the problems get bigger, their energy fades. There's a special kind of grief that comes from loving the world and knowing you can't fix it. It all feels too overwhelming. Thérèse understood something about that grief. One of the stories she tells is about a nun in her convent whom she found difficult to love. She never explains exactly why. The woman simply irritated her. Most of us know what that feels like. Some people bring out the best in us. Others seem to reveal the rough edges that we're trying to smooth out. Thérèse decided that every encounter with this sister would become a spiritual practice. She greeted her warmly. She listened carefully. She offered kindness whenever she could. Over time, the other nun became convinced that Thérèse genuinely liked her company. One day she finally asked, "What is it about me that attracts you so much?" Thérèse was astonished. The woman had no idea that there had ever been a struggle. She had only experienced her love. That story strikes me as both beautiful and a little unsettling. Most of us want our lives to matter. We look for proof that what we do makes a difference, that our work means something. But the most meaningful changes often happen quietly. A conversation changes someone's day. A kindness interrupts a loneliness we never knew existed. A word of encouragement arrives at exactly the right moment. A patient response prevents a wound from deepening. Most of these moments disappear almost as quickly as they arrive. But this is where much of real life takes place. Thérèse called her approach, quote, the little way, quote. She was not suggesting that the world's problems are small. She understood suffering. She lived through illness, loss, doubt, and disappointment. She found that love always comes through something specific. This conversation, person, moment, or choice. Maybe that's why her example still speaks to people after so many years. She reminds us that being significant isn't the same as being big or well-known. The world tells us to wonder if our lives are big enough. Thérèse asks if our lives are loving enough. Those are very different questions. Perhaps that is good news for those of us who wake up each day feeling overwhelmed by the state of the world. None of us can carry everything. None of us can solve every crisis. But each of us can choose how we treat the person right in front of us. The little way begins there. It begins with the conviction that love is not measured by size. It is measured by presence. Perhaps this is also the way that we can make a difference with living into right relations with our Indigenous, Métis, and Inuit neighbors. with little ways of petitioning for clean water, for learning more about their culture, and seeking to better understand their history. What may start small can, with little ways of others, develop into a solidarity of understanding, action, and love. May we go and make it so. And a prayer for the little way. God of small things, when the world feels too large, bring us back to what is near. When we are overwhelmed by all that is broken, show us the person before us. When we hunger for significance, teach us the holiness of attention. Let us trust that a kind word, an open hand, a patient heart, and a faithful presence are never wasted. May love take root in the ordinary places of our lives, and may we discover there the quiet miracle of enough. Amen.